Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back at 7-2. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for staying with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you. We're rocking and rolling with our good friend Guy Sirmont. Guy is one of the great thinkers of our time. As I said, I liken him to de Tocqueville and Bastiat. I love the way he thinks. I love the way he writes. And you and I are so grateful, or should be grateful, that we have him to join us now and to talk to us and to be a member of our Brain Trust. Guy is the author of Economics Does Not Lie. Guy, tell us how we can find you online.
Oh, I think the best is to go to cityjournal.org.
Right.
Because I write for the City Journal.
Right.
You just write my name on Google and you'd find all my books.
And it's G-U-Y. If he
G-U-Y.
Were an American, we'd call him Guy, but since he's
Guy,
in France,
Guy.
He's Guy. And S-O-R-M-A-N, Sorman.
Right.
Guy Sorman, if you're in Peoria, it probably looks like Guy Sirmont, but we say Guy Sirmont.
In Peoria, Guy Sirmont is fine with me.
Hey, Guy, one of the big economic debates right now is what to do about the dollar. The dollar is at some measurements a record low right now against other currencies, and the dollar's dropping. The price of gold is going through the roof. Talk to us about this. Should we be worried?
No.
Okay.
You should let the market decide. I mean, you know, before the 70s, before Nixon, you had fixed exchange rate, and it didn't work. Therefore, Nixon followed Milton Friedman's advice and let the money float. And, nobody today is in a position to tell what is the right exchange rate for the money. The market will decide, and this is okay.
But when we have companies like China who won't let their currency float, they peg their currency to our dollar.
Look, today, I mean, today everybody is going at China, and we say, well, China is taking our jobs because the currency is too low. But this is not true. Maybe it's a bit low, maybe about 5%, but this is not the problem. I mean, currencies go up and down. The real strength of China is that they are mass producing at a very low cost,
right?
Because they have low wages, and this is not bad for the Americans. I mean, after all, if in America we can buy cheap television, cheap computers, cheap textile, it's because it comes from China. So if the Chinese currency was going up, I don't know why it would, but if it was
going
up...
But what do you say to people?
This means that it would reduce our living.
But what do you say to people, Guy, who say that they're giving us their products in based on cheap labor, and then we're giving them our money? Our money is leaving the country and going to China. What do you say to those people?
I think, look, the debate is elsewhere. I think America is picking a wrong fight right now.
Right.
You know, because the economy is not doing well in the United States, there is a tendency to look for scapegoats. The Chinese are responsible. You remember in the 80s, the Japanese were responsible.
Of course.
Okay? And the story is always the same. This kind of fight is wrong. The real fight is to have, you know, more entrepreneurs in the United States, more innovation. The strength of the United States is entrepreneurship and innovation.
That's right.
The capacity to invent services and products which the world would like to have. So it's because, you know, entrepreneurship is down. It's because, I mean, the economy is down. It's because of the uncertainty in the United States that instead of looking at what's going on in the United States, some people say, look at China, they are responsible. This is the wrong fight.
I agree with you on that because I'll tell you, the greater enemy of America is not China. The greater enemy are policies that hinder and suppress the entrepreneurial spirit and the innovative spirit of Americans. You are exactly right, Guy, and I thank you for saying that first. Should we, our friend Steve Forbes thinks we should go back to the gold standard. What do you think?
No, this has been tried before. Once again, when this kind of mystique around gold, if we had the gold standard, we wouldn't have enough money to have a workable global system. The global system is not bad. It's not disrupted. It's not broken. Doesn't need to be fixed. But once again, it's because we have problems in America that we are trying to find, you know, external solutions.
So the problem is not in the monetary or the economic. It's the fiscal. It's the politicians. That's what you're saying.
The problem is the policy.
I agree.
As long as you have a policy which destroys entrepreneurship, means things won't be better.
I agree with you. Guy, I've got to wrap it up. Thank you for being here. Thanks for being in America. We'll see you next time. Guy Sirmond, ladies and gentlemen, what a great mind. He'll be back another day. I will be too in another hour.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.